Given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj on July 21st, 1981 in Sridhar, Mayapur, India. The class begins with a reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 2, Text 24.
Gatha Sushumnaya Brahma Patena Sochisha Vidhuta Talka Atha Hare Udastat Prayati Chakram Nripa Sai Sumaram Vaishvanaranga yati vihaya sagata Sushumnaya brahma patena sochisa Vidhuta kalkota harerudastat Prayati chakranga nipasai sumaram Vaishvanaranga yati vihaya sagata Sushumnaya brahma patena sochisha Vidhuta kalkota harerudastat Prayati chakrang nipasai sumaram Anaram, the controlling deity of fire, Yati, goes, Vihayasa, by the path in the sky, the Milky Way, Gata, by passing over, Susumnaya, by the Susumna, Brahma, Brahmaloka, Patena, on the way to, Sochi, Sha, Illuminating, Vidhuta, being washed off, Kalka, dirt, Atha, thereafter, Hare, of Lord Hari, Udastat, upwards, Prayati, does reach, Chakram, circle, Nripa, O King, Saisumaram, named Sisumara, King, when such a mystic passes over the Milky Way by the illuminating Sushumna to reach the highest planet Brahmaloka, he goes first to Vaishvanara, the planet of the deity of fire, wherein he becomes completely cleansed of all contaminations. And thereafter he still goes higher to the circle of Sisumara, to relate with the Lord Hari, the personality of Godhead. Anuvad. Hey Rajan, Jokhan se Chinmaya Tattudvit Akashir Pati Madde Jai Tokhan Sushumna Pasdi Jai Brahma Loke Pajanta Punchai. Tar Agi Pratame Vaishvanara Agni Devir Loka Jan. Jekane Samasto Maya Kulushtike Mukta Hoi Jai. Puriskar Hoi Jai. Ebang Tar Pore Se Aruchu Story Jai Sisumara Story. Sisumari Chakra Hoche Bhagavan Hari Nijar Loka. Sekane Bhagavan Si Hari Sate Sa Milan Pai. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The polar star of the universe and the circle thereof is called the Sisumara circle. And therein the local residential planet of the personality of Godhead Kshirodaka Sai Vishnu is situated. Before reaching there, the mystic passes over the Milky Way to reach Brahmaloka. And while going there, he first reaches Vaisvanara Loka, where the demigod controls fire. On Vaisvanara Loka, the yogi becomes completely cleansed of all dirty sins acquired while in contact with the material world. The Milky Way in the sky is indicated herein as the way leading to Brahmaloka, the highest planet of the universe. Tatpocho, Dhruvalok, Ejagate, Ebongtar, Antagata Chakra, Hoche Sisu Maha Chakra, Sekane, Hirodakshai Vishnu Vash, Avastito, Tar Punchana Purve, Je, Jogi, Se, Milky Way, Akashe Tara Pot, Parkore, Brahmaloke Dike, Ja Modde, Sekane Pratame Vaisvanara Loka, Agni Deve Loka Punchana Hoy. Se Vaisvanara Loka Modde Jogi Sampunno Moila Pap Tahidoye Puriskar Hoy Jai. E Akashi Pot Tarapot Akashi Modde Ekane পরিষ্কার ভাবে বিশ্লেষণ করা আছে যে এটি ব্রহ্মালোকের দিকে যাচ্ছে, অর্থাৎ এই জগতের সর্বোত্তম লোক। এখানে প্রভুপাদের তাৎপর্য সমাপ্ত। This is the completion of the purport of text 24, chapter 2, canto 2 of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Spoken speaking the Maharaj Parikshit. So, here we're discussing how a transcendentalist proceeds out of this universe. Choice is there to the transcendentalist how far he wants to go. At any point he can stop. You see. এই যোগী দেহ রাখার পরে কি পথে যায় সর্বোত্তম আশ্রয় পাওয়ার জন্য বর্ণনা করা হচ্ছে। If a yogi is fully fixed on Krishna, then he crosses over all of these levels and goes to Krishna. যে যোগী সম্পূর্ণরূপে যদি কৃষ্ণের মনে অভিষ্ট হয় তাহলে সমস্ত স্তরে পার করে কৃষ্ণের কাছে পৌঁছতে পারবে। But as someone, as it mentions earlier, wants to enjoy subtle material mystic powers, then he has to take with him subtle mind and intelligence and senses for doing such activities. কিন্তু কোনো যোগী যদি সিদ্ধি বা অন্যান্য বিভিন্ন প্রকার মায়া জগতে কার্যের মধ্যে থাকতে চায় তাহলে তার ইন্দ্রিয় এবং মন বুদ্ধি কি নিয়ে আসতে হবে সেই স্বর্গলোকে, এবং সেখানে ওই যোগী থাকতে পারে। Here it describes one may reach Mahaloka. Previously maybe it described Mahaloka. Anyway, it describes one may reach the Mahaloka also, which is a great planet of realized souls like Bhrigu Muni and others. But that is also destroyed at the end of the day of Brahma. Ekane banan kora ache je ekta lok ache mahaloka jekane mahamuni jemon Bhrigu Muni tari thaken kintu Brahma devi din jokhon shesh hoye jay sei mahaloka dongsho hoye jay. At that time they transfer themselves to the Satya Loka, and from there they are able to stay until the end of the universe. Se mahaloka theke tar biman kore satyaloke jete pare, satyaloke theke ekbare jagate shesh porjonto thakte pare. When Lord Brahma's life is finished, then the satyaloke is finished. Brahma deve jivan jokhon shesh hoye jay tokhon oi satyaloke dongsho hoye jay. So here it mentions the Vishnu Loka, Susumna. The Susumna, that's called the Sisumara. The Sisumara does not destroy at the end of this universe. Vishnu Loka Sisumara Jagate Sechakan Hoy Dangsoina. Samadhistha Thake, Tali Vishnu Loka Prapto Hoybe. And if he fixes his mind on Krishna, he goes to Krishna. Ebang Tarmonjari Krishna Upare, Samadhistha Hoy, Mittukale, Tagan Krishna Kachi Jave. So, King Kulashekar, he prays that his mind, while now being focused on Krishna, that he may now be able to leave his body. Because at the time of death, it is very difficult. Maharaj Kulashekar Prachana Madde Korilan, Damodar Astaka, Munahai, that Jano Eshustamone Jokan Sampurna Rupi Krishna Upane Monta Jora Ache. এখনই দেহ ত্যাগ করতে পারেন, কেননা মৃত্যুকালে অনেক রকম অসুবিধা অসুখ আছে। At the time of death, 107 fever may come. Voice gets choked up. How one can chant the holy name then? মৃত্যুকালে তার 107 জ্বর হয়, তখন গলা একবার আটকে যায়, গগ গগ যেটা বলা হয়, কি করে কৃষ্ণের উপরে কৃষ্ণ নাম করবে তখন? So King Kulashekar, he was requesting, let him just now leave his body, go back to Krishna with his full consciousness fixed on Krishna. At the time of natural death, his mind may not be so able to be fixed. Thik akoni mon jokon sampurno bhabe Krishna upore chilo, takon Maharaj Kulashekar chachen, akon amar deho binash hok, akon ami Krishna kache jete parbo, mone sthir korte parbo. স্বাভাবিকভাবে যদি দেহ রাখি, সেই মৃত্যুকাল আমার মন ঠিক স্থির রাখতে পারবো ভগবানের পাদপদ্মের উপরে, সেই সন্দেহ আছে বলে এখন আমাকে নিয়ে যান। Devotee should be afraid of this material nature. This is a necessary part of advancement. ভক্ত প্রকৃতি থেকে একটু ভয় পাওয়া উচিত, এ হচ্ছে উন্নতি হওয়া একটি সুবিধা এবং লক্ষণ। Those who are too proud, they think that, well, let me delay my departure, let me just first of all make so many material arrangements, then later on I will just make some arrangement to go back to Krishna. They are great fools. They don't know how tricky Maya is. যা মনে করে আমি আগে অনেক কিছু কাজ গুছি নে, অনেক পরিকল্পনা আছে, সমস্ত হয়ে যাক, তারপরে আমি ভগবানের কাছে যাব, তখন আমি ঠিক একবার শেষ দিন আমি কিছু নাম থাম করে চলে যাবো, তারা খুব বোকা, তারা ঠকি যাবে। মায়া কত জটিল, শক্তিমান, ভালোবান, তারা বুঝতে পারে না। মায়া ইজ ভেরি পাওয়ারফুল। দৈবিহেশ গুণময়ী মম মায়া দুরাত্থয়া মমেব মাম এব যে প্রপদ্যন্তে মায়া মেতং থনন্তিতে। Very difficult to cross over Maya. Maya পার করা খুব কঠিন। Only if one fixes and takes the shelter of Krishna is it possible. একমাত্র কৃষ্ণ আশ্রয় নিলে সে সম্ভব হয়, তা না হলেও সম্ভব নাই। So, who can say when they are going to leave this body? Ke bolte pare deho kokhon rakhbe? Dadu bolte paren deho kokhon rakha hobe? Pare sei bana? Can you say when you are going to leave your body? Badri, at what age you leave? You can give guarantee. My mother asked me that, why you don't become a sadhu when you're old man? When I first joined, she came and tried to convince me I should go back to my family. Amar ma amake bolechen jokhon biddho hoye jan tokhon sadhu hoye jan na. Ami protom jokhon dukhlam ei jukti amake dilen sansar phiri asa niye asa jan na. So I told my mother, if you can give me written guarantee or any kind of guarantee, and how long I'm going to live, then I could consider. আমাকে বললাম যে আমাকে লিখিত যেভাবে আমাকে অ্যাসুরেন্স দেন, আমাকে কি বলে নিশ্চিত করে আমাকে দেন যে আমি কয়দিন বাঁচবো, কয়দিন বেঁচে থাকবো, তাহলে আমি কিছু এইসব বিষয়ে বিবেচনা করতে পারবো। Of course, my mother, she couldn't give any definite date, which would be the departure date. তাহলে মা মা তো কি বলতে পারলেন না ঠিক যাওয়ার দিন কখন হবে। So I said, I may die next week, I may die in 1 minute, or 1 year. So then if I'm going to die in 1 year, that means I'm very old now. So I have to spend my 1 year very wisely. আমি তো এক বছর এক সপ্তাহ কি এক মুহূর্তের মধ্যে তো দেহ রাখতে পারি। আমার যদি এক বছরের মধ্যে হয় তাহলে এখন আমি তো খুব বৃদ্ধ, এক বছরের মধ্যে অনেক কাজ এখন আছে। Now I have to become so much more attached to Krishna to ensure me reaching his lotus feet. এই এক বছরের মধ্যে আমার কত ভগবানের পাদপদ্মের প্রতি আসক্ত হতে হবে যাতে নিশ্চিত আমি তার চরণ আশ্রয় পাব মৃত্যু পর। So devotee is using every second thinking this may be my last. Let me use this last minute to reach Krishna. ভক্ত প্রত্যেক মুহূর্তে এমন ভাবে ব্যবহার করে যেন এ আমার শেষ, এভাবে চিন্তা করলে ভগবানের কাছে সহজে আসা যায়। It's the easy way to reach Krishna. But if we are thinking, oh, I may be very old, so now I can take so many plans for my material happiness, and then in the end, I will simply wind up with a little intense Hari Seva. We may not have enough time in our hand, who can say? যদি আমরা মনে করি আগে কিছু পরিকল্পনা করি আমাদের জগতিক সুখী জন্য, তারপরে শেষ দিনে আমি কিছু কাজটা গুছিয়ে নিয়ে করব, আমার যে কয়দিন থাকবে কোনো ঠিক নাই। যদি তার আগে দেহ শেষ হয়ে যায় তাহলে সব কাজ অপূর্ণ রইল। Even one performs devotional service, he may not finish. যদি কেউ ভক্তি সেবা করে শেষ না করতে পারে, that doesn't matter, এটা কোনো অসুবিধা নাই। Whatever he did, he never loses. যা কিছু করেছে তাতে কোনোদিন লোকসান হয় না। From there, he again begins. তারপর থেকে তা আবার শুরু হয়। He gets eternal credit. নিত্য তার সেই সম্পদ সঞ্চয় রইল। This is the very kind facility given by Krishna. Krishna ekdam virat daya dile. So in this way we should consider how to use our time wisely. Every minute we should consider that our time is limited. It is not unlimited. Amara bichar kora uchit je kibhabe amar shomoy byabohar korbo, karon amader shomoy hocche simito. অসীমিত নয়, কত সময় আছে কেউ জানে না। If we waste our time, how much money we can give to get back 10 minutes? আমাদের সময় যদি 10 মিনিট ব্যর্থভাবে ব্যবহার করি, সে কত টাকা দিয়েছে 10 মিনিট আমরা ফিরে পাব? 1 lakh of rupees can buy 10 minutes? তিলকরা 1 lakh টাকা 10 মিনিট কিনতে পারবে? হ্যাঁ, জীবনের 10 মিনিট বেশি সময় দরকার। 10 মিনিট সময় এখন যাচ্ছি, এখনই মরে যাবো, এখন 10 মিনিট সময় দরকার হবে হরিনাম করব, কত টাকা দিয়ে 10 মিনিট পাবো? Don't put the books down, people are walking there. এভাবে গ্রন্থ রাখবে না নিচে, ওখানে লোক পা দিচ্ছে। Touch it to your head. বইটা মাথা দিয়ে ঠুকো। You come to the temple, instead of the Susumna path, you want to go to Naraka path. Esa mandirasche je bhagwane kache jabe na, Susumna pate diye brahmalo ke punchbe na, jache sab Naraka jabe. ভগবানে গ্রন্থ পা দিয়ে কি করে ভগবানের কাছে যা হয়। সবই সাবধান হওয়া উচিত। আমি দুবার বললাম আজ, সেকেন্ড টাইম আই রিমাইন্ডেড পিপল নট টু পুট দ্য বুকস ডাউন ওয়ে দ্য ফিট গো। নো দ্য ভাগবতম ইট সেজ ইফ ইউ কিপ ইন দ্য হাউস all the demigods, they come daily and offer their obeisances to Bhagavatam. It is the incarnation of Krishna in book form. And if we are putting it just on our feet, then this is our great offense. Or putting it where we are walking. Shastra Bhagavat Mahato likha ache Bhagavat jekhane rakha hoy devotagon ese pratidin pranam korai. Bhagavat hoche Krishna granta avatar. সেই কৃষ্ণের গ্রন্থ অবতার যদি যেখানে আমার পা রাখি বা আমার পার উপরে যদি আমরা স্পর্শ করি, তাহলে এ থেকে আর কি বড় অপরাধ থাকতে পারে। এসব সচেতন হয়ে থাকতে হবে, স্পেশালি পিপল ফ্রম ইন্ডিয়া শুড নো বেটার। যারা এই ভারতীয় তারা এর থেকে ভালোভাবে জানা উচিত। So, here we are. This is the path back to home, back to Godhead. We're studying today how to get back to home. Here it's giving all these sign words. Have you memorized the path? Egane thik pathta bisleshan korche. Bhagavane kache phiri jawa path. Egane je sab say rasta sign word chinno likha ache. Ekhon sab mone hoye ache. When you leave your body, now you know which way to go. দেহ চালে এখন ঠিক কোন পথে যেতে হবে এখন মনে আছে? Of course, the real thing is that all these really complicated for the yogis. They have to remember all these different levels. But for the devotee, it's simple. যোগী জানে সমস্ত গুলো মনে থাকতে হয়, এটা একটু কঠিন পড়ে। কিন্তু ভক্ত জানে একটু সরল। Devotee simply fixes his mind on Krishna. ভক্ত একমাত্র কৃষ্ণ ছায়ার উপরে মন রাখে। Unless he gets Krishna, then he doesn't stay anywhere. কৃষ্ণ কাছে না যাওয়া অব্দি কোথায় দাঁড়ায় না। If a devotee gets to any of these planets and he thinks, oh, pretty nice place, maybe I'll stay here. Bhakta jodi kono lokha jai, jodi mone kore eta ekta bhalo jayga hote ekhane ekta kichu thekei jai, then he won't go further. Tara ar jabe na, bas sekhane roilo. So this is the thing. We should know what is Krishna loka. And if we go to any other loka, then we should be continually thinking about Krishna loka, that will take us there. It's Krishna, you will satisfy our desire, and by that desire also we will be purified. Sebhave se su kamana, pavitra kamana dara amara bhagavan amade kamana purna koriben, ebang se kamana dara amade mon pran pavitra hoibe, se dara amara se Krishna loke jete parbo sheshkale. The Brihad Bhagavatamrita describes how the devotee goes through the different planetary systems sometimes, finally reaching the holy dham of the Lord and being transferred to the spiritual sky, Golok Vrindavana. Brihad Bhagavatamrita Sanatana Goswami Bishleshan Korlen, Kibhabe Kono Khetre Bhakta Bibhinno Samloka Madhye Jai, Sheshkale Ei Jagate Bhagavan Nitya Dham Pai, Se Dham Theke Abar Bhagavane Golok Vrindavana Punchana Hoy. So Krishna is waiting for the devotee to come. Krishna is waiting. How long you are taking? When you are going to come back to me? Krishna 아펙하야 쳐. Welcome to Infiridhavi. But we are taking the delay. We are dragging our feet. Amrata deri kocchi. Amrata diri diri rachi. We are not thinking that Krishna is waiting. Amrata mana kocchi na di Krishna vajan apekkaya cha. We are thinking about so many other things. We should be running to Krishna. Amra mondi ono koto rakam shinte kori. Amra Krishna dike chuti jaar uchit. So, how we run is we should always be absorbed in service. Amara ki bhabe chuti jai Krishna kache sab samay ta seva moddhe amara thaki. We shouldn't think how I can reduce my service and get a little peace. Amara mana kora uchit na je amara ki kore ektu seva ta alga kori diye ektu aram moddhe pai. We should be thinking how to always stay fully engaged about little more than what we are able to do even, so that there's no scope for Maya to enter in. Amara chinta kora uchit ki bhabe sab samay onek seva nei jeno amra thakte pari jate maya kono phak thake na dukhar. As soon as there's a little time for contemplating and thinking, immediately we think about our senses. Oh, my senses are not satisfied. I need so many things to satisfy my senses. Say samasta ektu aram pele, ektu phak pele seva amade thakar amra sate sate chinta kore ei amra indriya ta thik bhog pachhi na, indriya aro ektu tripti dorkar, ei byabostha dorkar, o byabostha dorkar. But when we are so filled with service, then there is no time to think. কিন্তু যখন এত সেবা থাকে তখন আমার চিন্তা করার কোন সময় থাকে না. That's why I like the Jagannath Rath Yatra. They're very nice program. Such festivals when we have. Usually there's so much service to be done, no one can think about any sense gratification. They simply have to work day and night to get the festival fulfilled. Jagannath Rath Yatra অনন্য উৎসব, সে কারণে অনেক সুবিধা আছে. সাধারণত উৎসবে এত রকম কাজ পড়ে যে একবার দিন রাত্রে পরিশ্রম করে সমস্ত ভক্ত একবারে ব্যস্ত থাকে, তখন মায়া চিন্তা করে তো কোনো ফাঁক থাকে না. Then after the festival is over, then we should maintain that same enthusiasm. সে উৎসবে শেষের পর তখন সে একই উৎসাহে আমরা রাখা উচিত. Not that then we reduce our enthusiasm because Maya then again will try to enter. সে তখন নাই যে আমাদের উৎসাহিত আবার কামিয়ে দিয়ে তাহলে মায়া আবার তো আমাদের ঢুকতে পারে. Devotee may, his relaxation is chanting, hearing, discussion with devotees for a short time. Then, immediately, back into the preaching. ভক্তের যদি কোনো আরাম থাকে তাহলে সে আরাম হচ্ছে একটু গ্রন্থ পড়ানো, জাপ করা, ভক্ত সঙ্গ বাস করা, সেবা করা, আবার সেই প্রচারের মধ্যে লাভ মারা, আবার সেই প্রচারের মধ্যে দুঃখী পড়া. This is the devotee's life, you see. This is a samadhi of action. এটাও সমাধি হচ্ছে এই কর্মের মধ্যে. Arjuna was a great politician, great king, family. But when Krishna offered him that you should simply sit down and meditate, he said, no, I have to be active. Arjuna chila active virat rajnoiti, rajhongsu pradhan. Krishna jokhan bole sentu bose theke dhyan karo, bola amar pokke sambhav nai. Amar karma madde ekta samadhi, ekta pad din na. Then Krishna told him about the process of bhakti yoga. You always engage in my service. তখন কৃষ্ণ অর্জুনকে বলেছেন ভক্তি যোগে পথের জন্য. So those who are active people, they should take advantage of this bhakti yoga path and simply absorb themselves in service. যারা কাজকর্ম ব্যস্ত লোক তারা এই ভক্তি পথে এখন সম্পূর্ণরূপে বুঝে নিয়ে লাভ করা উচিত. সমস্ত সময় কৃষ্ণের সেবা নিযুক্ত থেকে কৃষ্ণের কাছে ঠিক পৌঁছে যাবে. Other point to note here is that one is going always upward. That is the goal. to reach the highest planet. এখানে একটা আছে যে সবসময় উদ্যোগ দেখে যাওয়া হয়, সবসময় মানে চেষ্টা করা হয় সর্বোত্তম স্তরে পৌঁছানো. This is a real yogi, the real transcendentalist. এ হচ্ছে আসল যোগী, আসল অপ্রাকৃত তত্ত্ববিদ, ইচ্ছা. In this world, people, they don't know what is up and what is down. এই জগতে কি উপরে কি নিচে কিছু বুঝে না. They're thinking that sex life is an advantage. তারা মনে করছে ইন্দ্রিয় ভোগ একটা সুবিধা আছে. The whole world is running after sense gratification. Sara jagate indriya bhoge janno goiche. But actually, that is simply being absorbed more and more into materialistic concept of life. Kintu sei hocche ekmatro maya prakriti chinta dharaner moddhe nijukto thaka. Whole world is simply running after so many imagined solutions to their imagined problems or real problems. But no real solution is ever achieved because they don't know what is up and what is down. What is a real advancement, what is real degradation. Manush ekbare sei murichika moton pichone ghurche. Tar bibhinno samasar asar ebong kothakothito samasya samadhan. সেই সব সমস্যাকে সমাধান করে না, যেহেতু তারা জানে না কি উপরে কি নিচু, কি উত্তম কি অধম. ভগবানের সেই কারণে এই সব তত্ত্ব আমাদের কাছে দান করেছেন ভগবান শ্রীকৃষ্ণ. Has come down and given us therefore the light so we can know which way to go. So we should try to follow his instructions. We should follow the footsteps of these great devotees and engage in Krishna consciousness wholeheartedly. Bhagavaner upadesh grahan kore ei sab mohan bhakte padachinno moddhe giye amader jibon ke dhanna kora uchit. Krishna bhavanamita moye jibon gori thula dara. So the more we can chant and more we can encourage others to chant, become instrument in the hands of the Lord, the more we will feel his transcendental presence. Jato amra bhagwaner naam ebong bhagwaner naam prochar ononno lok bhagwaner naam korate parbo atat bhagwaner nijer hate astro hoy amra thakte pari toto amra bhagwaner chinmaya tatto ki upolobdhi korte parbo asol anondo labh korbo. This should be our attempt. Simply be an instrument in the hands of the Lord. Ekta nimito matra ha bhagavaner hate tar ekta astro. That is a real freedom. The yogi, he can move all over the universe. The materialist, they cannot do so. Yogi samasta jagate korte pare. Ei sab mayaboddho jib, sadharan mane jib, tara to pare na ei ato korte. So real freedom comes in surrendering to Krishna. Asal mukti, asal sadhinato Krishna asray madde. A devotee is free to go in different places or to go back to Krishna. But materialist, he is limited to simply his karmic reactions. Bhakto sadhin ache kothay jabe jagate mane ba bhagwaner kache phireo jete pare kintu ei sob mayabaddhe jib thik tar karma onusare sekhanei jete hobe. So real freedom means to be the servant of Krishna. Also sadhina hocche bhagwaner sevak hawa. So enter into the real free life, life of eternal service to Krishna. To pravesh korun thakun nityakale bhagwaner shashwato seva sadhinota moddhe. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasari Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Questions? Yogi is going by the mechanical process of controlling the pranayama and the living force. But the pure devotee, He may chant Hare Krishna and go out through his mouth, or he may go out in different ways. Fixing his mind on Krishna, chanting Hare Krishna, he goes back to Krishna. It's not dependent on the mechanical process. Krishna says, my devotee shall never perish. Bhagavan bolche namar bhakto kakhon vinash hoybe na. Even a devotee doesn't finish his business, Krishna still helps him on the way. Eventually he will reach, definitely. Jodi ek jonme bhakto Krishna kache na ponchte pare, tabo Krishna take sahajjo korbe, thik tak Krishna kache jabe. Krishna bolchen, vinash hobe na, amar kache thik asbe. A pure devotee goes to Krishna, shuddho bhakto Krishna kache jan, tar bhakti mohima dara. Doesn't have to go out from here. Jetu Bari.
When I'm going out preaching, I Krishna Mercy, I find myself talking nicely and people become endured of the world. But when I think about it and I find out, then actually what is coming out from my mouth is not my, or is not what I really feel, what I'm not feeling every day. That means, in that person, I'm not trying to lose. Usually, like, I'm enthusing that moment when I'm patient with these people, and they become enthused also. And sometimes I think, I'm a cheater because I say to them, I don't feel it real inside.
No, the point is that when you're preaching and depending on Krishna, then at that time you're becoming an instrument in Krishna's hand. So then you're feeling transcendental happiness. You're cheating yourself that you are not able to always be instrument. That's why preaching is very purifying, therefore everyone is recommended to do maximum preaching. The more that we can feel as an instrument, and that we can be as an instrument in Krishna's hand by fully surrendering to Him, that is a perfection. So even if for a moment you are feeling transcendental happiness, how is that cheating if you tell someone about that? Or if you, at that moment, you are also inspiring that person. It is only due to the lack of advancement, you are not able to maintain that. But very soon, you will reach, as soon as all the type of unwanted desires are cleansed from the heart, then you reach the fixed stage, where that happiness, that enthusiasm is unwavering. That is called nishtha. And then beyond that, when we get, has, although sometimes we get a taste, the devotionals are very nice, but then we lose that taste for a little while. Then again we get it. That means that we're still in the clearing plane. We're still clearing out so many offenses. It may take long years of clearing. That depends on how much we're able to put ourselves in the fire. But every time we're getting that little taste, that's also clearing off so much more. It describes when the devotee sometimes is jumping and dancing and clapping the hands and smiling before the Jagannath or the deity, that by clapping the hands and smiling, and that is like the birds go and eat in the rice field, you clap the hand, they fly off. Then all the sins are just flying off, just like birds from the heart. So like that, through so many services, gradually we're reducing the load. But when our load is completely reduced, then we reach these higher and higher platforms, and then one doesn't, one simply goes from better to more, to better. Doesn't go from mediocre to better. It's always a ecstatic platform. And even sometimes it becomes more intense and more intense. You see, just like when you're riding a 10-speed bicycle, you know bicycle? You ever had 10 speeds? Italy is a great first. And then you go as far as you can go, right? Then you go to the second. Then it seems a little hard at first, right? Then you go, then you're up, then third. You're pedaling like this. So one reaches a certain level of advancement. And then suddenly it gets a little wind, a little boost. It goes up. You see, then it happens, he's again shifting gear. And then he thinks, oh, then as one goes to other service, he's thinking that it's a little hard. But then from there, again, one pushes up, and then this way, goes, well, I was going higher and higher. What you think is difficult now was impossible for you a year ago. And 1 year from now, what you'll think is difficult, now you won't think that you could even do it. And this way, one is going on, you see. Prabhupada working day and night at such an advanced age, preaching, well, because he's on a transcendental platform. So what we should do, we should pull ourselves by that drive, that eagerness, to always taste that pleasure of doing some sincere service for Krishna. If you see someone enthused in Krishna consciousness, while you're feeling happy, Krishna is happy. Especially in preaching, even that it overcomes so many offenses. That's why one gets a special feeling then. Ordinary service does not do so much. Jokon prachar kora hoy, tokon onek oporad koi hoy kora hoy. Tajanya prachar shomoy onek shomoy ki anondo pai. Je sadharan seva moddhe eto anondo paoa jay na. A prachar theke abar jokon sadharan seva moddhe ase, hoyto tokon eto anondo pai na. Mone kore je ami eto to anondo pacchi na. Eta pracharer ekta gun ache. সে সমস্ত অপরাধকে পার করে দেয়। Any question, Bhadri? There is a meaning. So many meanings. But the highest meaning is that Mahamantra is Krishna himself.
How can you factor in like, what is the name of the Krishna itself? What are the powers?
The same. Not different. You go on chanting and you'll feel it.
But in this yes, we can see the Ramayana the first.
Just like in Kirtan, you were dancing, but you were dancing 1, 2, 1, 2, and chanting little loud. They were chanting very loud and jumping. So if you jump a little bit, or you wait, sometimes you feel the urge to dance. If you chant loudly, and more you put yourself in the fire, then you'll more and more experience that how Krishna is so powerful. How Krishna can change the sinful life of all the people. So we always request, try chant and dance. Don't think what other people are thinking, just go on. Absorbing oneself in Krishna. Because Krishna with Shakti, there's always Shakti and Shaktiman. Just like Lakshmi Narayana, Sita Ram, Radha Krishna. You see, if you worship the Shakti, then it's more easy to achieve the Shaktiman. First of all, Shaktiman is never alone. You never find Krishna alone. He's always with a devotee. Either a cow, cowherder, cowherd boy, gopi, someone he's with. He's never alone. Shakti is always surrounding the Shaktiman. Just like, can you worship sun without sunlight? There is sun, but no sunlight. Is it possible? Have you ever seen the sun without sunlight? How are you want to see the Lord without devotee? Sun means must have sunlight. So sunlight and sun is no different. Yet there's difference. Now sun is coming here. But can I say sun is here? So some difference. But sun and sunlight, they're always connected. They're inseparable. So Shakti and Shaktiman, they're inseparable. So we worship Shakti because by mercy of the potency of Krishna, his devotee, Radha, she's very compassionate. By their mercy, we can easily get mercy of Krishna. You see, the Mayavadi idea type of tinge is that, all right, I'll worship Lord, but not because they don't understand that since why Lord will have woman with him? Woman means Maya. So why Lord is having woman? She's not ordinary woman. Shakti. Shakti means transcendental potency. Krishna is not a man, neither his consort is woman. He is the Param Purusha, and she is the Aladhani Shakti. So just like the sun makes sunlight, Krishna makes the Shaktis, and the Shaktis serve him. But that is not like we find in this material world. It is a separate relationship which is described in the Bhagavatam and in other, in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And these things can be only understood by liberated souls. They can understand that Krishna's pastimes with gopis or with Radha or with the queens of Dwaraka have nothing to do with material activity.
But the argument was that Rama is the first incarnation of this age, of this world. Next Krishna comes. So Mahamantra should be done by this first Rama, next Krishna. Is it correct or not?
We're following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he told us to chant Hare Krishna first.
First Krishna. But their argument was that.
It says that someone who doesn't have the shelter of Lord Chaitanya, he'll not be able to overcome the offenses. Let's see. Hare
Krishna. Sorry, I'm
a little late. No harm. Very nice. This process was especially taught by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So his advice is to chant Hare Krishna first. This will help to have one avoid the offenses. You see, it's that one can chant the name of Krishna and commit offenses. He can chant for even 1,000 births. And more. And he won't achieve the success. So this process, one hand is chanting, other hand is avoiding offenses. This has been described that you get the seed of devotion, bhakti lota bij. So process is one hand watering the seed. What is that water? Mali hoye sei bij kore aropan, sravana kirtana jale koraye sechan. The sechan means sravanadi, sravana kirtana, sravana kirtana smarana vandana pada sevana dasi sakyam atmani vedana. Navabhida bhakti. This is the watering. So on one hand we're watering, on the other hand we're pulling the weeds. We're taking out the offenses. If we only water and don't take out the offense, then what will be the effect? If you have a rice field and you are putting fertilizer in your paddy field, you're putting water, but you're not weeding, then how much rice you'll get? The whole field will become overrun with grass. So there also be the weeding process. People want to do dharma, but not to stop doing unauthorized activity. So dharma will give them more energy, but they use the energy to do more unauthorized activity. Then they're not going back, they're not able to reach Krishna even for 1,000 births. Therefore, one has to take the shelter of a bona fide spiritual master who can take out what are the defects. As the defects are reduced, just if you take a little bit of weeds out, so much more the rice will grow. And unrestricted, if you leave all the grass grow and rice grow, the grass will smother out the rice. Even after some time, the dharma will also stop. So there has to be the weeding process. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has given the science how to chant, how to avoid the offenses. There's two types. One is offense against Vaishnava, Shastra, devotees, Guru, aparad, this aparad. One other is weed. This two type of thing has to be avoided. So by chanting Hare Krishna first, this helps one to avoid different offenses. We follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By His mercy, by His kripa, that we can proceed quickly. That is His special mercy. Krishna says, sarva dharman prityaga mamakang saranang bhajahantang sarva pape byomokhi shami masucha. You must surrender fully unto me. You see, giving up all type of other dharma, other responsibility, then I will deliver you. From all the reaction to your sinful activities. But that's very difficult to do. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is the most merciful incarnation of Krishna. If one simply fully chants Krishna's name, fully tries to chant, has even the desire and tries by chanting always as much as possible Hare Krishna, Maha Mantra, then by Lord Chaitanya's mercy, he is delivered to Krishna. So in the Vedas, it gives also both Hare Rama first and Hare Krishna first. In the Santanaya Upanishad, it gives Hare Rama first. In other Puranas, it gives Hare Krishna first. But those who are following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they chant Hare Krishna first. That we always chant Chaitanya's name first and we chant Hare Krishna first because we want His help. Otherwise, it may take us a long time to reach, due to our offenses. We are not so perfect in our chanting. We are not sarva dharman parityaga, although we are chanting, so many mistakes we are making also. So therefore, we need the Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's special help. So those who are chanting Hare Krishna, without, we can see that although they are chanting, but you compare them and those who are the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What speed the advancement is being made. Although they're chanting whole life, they still sometimes they can't stop taking bidis and so on and so forth. Then, but look at even in the Western countries, people are chanting short time and whole life is changed. That means that some process is effective. Just like now, how does a doctor get big fame in this world? Any doctor, if he can cure cancer today, he'll become a famous doctor. Isn't it? Why? Because cancer is incurable disease. So who was there that had ever able to cure and make pure devotees of Krishna from the Western people. Here, British were in India 200 years. How many Britishers became pure devotees of Krishna while they were in India? Maybe there was somebody, but you can count them on one hand. If any, I don't know, I never heard. In 200 years, how many? Famous, very hard to find even any. So how is it that Srila Prabhupada, he was able to make so many people, you see? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, potency is there. Not only Prabhupada, even his Gurudev made German and British also devotees. Few. But he didn't go abroad, therefore he couldn't make more. So this potency of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is to destroy offense. If someone already is pure, then very quickly makes advancement. Actually, Balabhacharya, he personally took Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his house and gave him prasadam. He's a great acharya. No, he's from Gujarat. He went preaching Gujarat. Actually, I don't think he's originally from Gujarat, but he went preaching there. He took shelter in the Vishnu Swami sect. And he went to Jagannath Puri and he met Lord Chaitanya several times. It's in Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's a great devotee. What other programs are pending now? Authorized and unauthorized?
How could you know that it is authorized? Suppose I am doing politics.
If you are doing politics for your own sense gratification, for your community, for your state, or for your nation, then on the ultimate absolute vision, it is unauthorized. And if you are doing it for Krishna, then it is authorized. That is absolute vision. For that you have to sadhu, shastra, guru. You have to analyze by the scripture. That is what is being done according to scripture. Is it sanctioned by the guru, by the spiritual master? Just like, and is it authorized by the other saintly people? They also, just like Chandragupta, the great king of North India, how he was able to conquer so much. He was always following his guru. Bali Maharaj followed his guru, and so his political endeavor was able to conquer the whole universe. But Indradev, when he disobeyed his guru, then he was kicked out of the Indraloka. So unauthorized, authorized means sadhu, shastra, guru. But Bali Maharaj and Indra, they both had material desires. They wanted to do politics for the material purpose, you see. While Yudhishthira, he had, and Arjuna, he used to conceive from the Gita, he had no desire. I don't want a kingdom. No need. Krishna said that you should do it for me because I want you to establish a Krishna conscious kingdom. You see, if one is actually doing it and for Krishna, to establish Krishna consciousness, then you see, and authorized by Krishna, Krishna also wants that. That is truly authorized in all respects. That is bhakti yoga. And the other, that is like a karma yoga. They're doing it under the authorization of the guru. But it is not exactly, perfectly, without a personal consideration. But whatever personal consideration is there is ultimately being offered to the cause of dharma, to the guru.
an individual soul enters into Krishna seva, you will now come back to this material world.
Krishna says, Gita, Napnu Vanti Mahatmana Sang Siddhim Panamam Gata, won't come back.
But when we forget Krishna, when we disgusted in the service of Krishna, we fall down in this material world. Isn't it?
We weren't in Krishna Loka then.
I mean, we are not Krishna Loka. No.
Generally speaking, living entities are in the Brahma Jyoti. From Brahma Jyoti, they want to do action. They don't know about Lord's Dham, so they decide that I want to enjoy, and they go to the material world. Reaching Krishna Loka, highest abode. People are may fall from the borders of Vaikuntha and this Brahma Jyoti. Once having returned, plus once burned, once you burn yourself, just like sometimes people say, they see sign, wet paint, right? Then generally you say, as soon as any sign, wet paint, they always go like this. Paints is a wet paint. But then they have to just see for myself, is it still wet? And then it stick here all white, acha. Then again they won't touch. But why they touch the first time? It says wet paint. This is the nature, to be a little inquisitive. It said, don't go there. Why not? What is there? Why shouldn't I go there? But if you go there and you get beat, then you don't go again. You see. Sometimes father tells the son, you don't do this action. If son decides, well, father is saying, but why is saying this? Some curiosity, due to some passion, he goes anyway. Then he gets in trouble. The intelligent person, he won't do the same mistake again. Baba, forgive me, made a big mistake. Like that. So someone, he comes in this material world. When once he gets out, Hare Krishna, never he comes back. One time you may make a mistake. Twice you won't make a mistake.
In Brahma Loka there is no action to do.
No action means?
Yes, some Brahmavadi, they want to go to Brahma Loka, Brahma Jyoti, and they to merge themselves in Brahma Jyoti. So whether they can work there for Krishna or
no, nothing. No work, nothing. Nirakar.
So they can merge into Krishna?
Merging in Brahma Jyoti, merging in Krishna, same thing, more or less. Devotees, they reject this merging. Merging is there's five type of mukti: saujya, salokya, samipya, sanidhya, sarupya. And the devotees, they reject the saujya. Saujya means emerging. You see, it is more relishable to have Krishna as one's son, to have Krishna as one's master or one's friend or one's lover. Why one wants to merge with Krishna? That is like a spiritual suicide, or to merge with his effulgence.
After merging,
they float in a Brahma Jyoti. They're one of the light particles there for so long. How long they can stay there, just as a piece of light? Then again, they either. Generally they come down because they don't know better. So again they come down.
Whatever we do,
You see,
has not been revealed in any of his ethics. What you should do is to some extent they have given it not elaborately. I mean, in the ordinary way, what an ordinary man can understand to some extent.
Just like when Parikshit Maharaj was cursed to die, at that time there were so many sages and munis present. And he asked this one question, that I have 7 days to live. What should be my code of action in these 7 days where I can reach to the highest destination? And of course, there were Brahmavadis, there were Gyanis, Jogis, Bhaktas, there was all type of Rishis and Munis, and each has their own path of karma, gyan, different proposals they all had. So in this way, it was a very critical situation that, because at that point, Parikshit Maharaj, he was open to accept one person as his ultimate shiksha guru at that time, complete shelter, and he would follow him for the last 7 days. Even Narad and Vyas, they were present, but they weren't at that time saying anything. So in this way, there was a discussion being held amongst them that, who will be the one to give the instruction? Just at that moment, Sukadev Goswami, he entered to that sabha. And everyone stood up, except for his father, Vyasadeva, and Narad, the father of his guru, the guru of his father. And Sukadev, he was a liberated soul from birth, and he had received the instruction about Krishna by Vyasadeva and also seen Krishna even in the womb of his mother. So then everyone unanimously said that let Sukadev should instruct Parikshit. He's a liberated soul of the highest order. And then Sukadev, he spoke this Bhagavatam. You see, so there are all levels of ethics according to different standards of realization of absolute truth. Just like it says in the Bhagavatam, Sukadev described that vadanti tat tattang vidang tattang yajganamadhyam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti sabdite, that different spheres of truth have described the nomenclature of absolute to be Brahman, Paramatma, or Bhagavan. But they're all is non-different absolute truth. But different seers, they're seeing in different realizations. So according to one's realization, they'll have different ethics. Those who do not have this absolute realization, these three are absolute, then they only give so many other type of instruction according to the satya raja tamo, relative instructions, moral niti and nyai vichar will be given. So just like that, Sukadev Goswami, he was accepted to be the authority. Because he had seen Bhagavan, that means he also knew Paramatma and Brahman. He had already realized Brahman, and he also realized Paramatma and Bhagavan. He knew all the three. When he was only Brahmavadi, he didn't know Bhagavan. But by mercy of his father, Vyasadeva, he could realize all the aspect of absolute truth. He was thoroughly conversant with the material world and the spiritual world, everything. So when one is only partially conversant, naturally there will be always be a point where one will become confused what to do, what not to do.
He becomes conscious of his new course of that's what you mean.
You see, the point is one should, the real safe way is one takes the shelter of the higher authority. Just like in a court of law, they're taking two lawyers, both have the arguments, both have the law book, And they're presenting before the judge. The judge is considered to be a more senior person. In any case, even sometimes the lawyers are more highly paid. But ultimately the judge, because he will study the law books, and according to the authority of law book, he will give the verdict, you see. So that, and he'll also give reference of other cases. So law book means, what the law is, that is a shastra. And the verdict of other cases, this is like what other sadhus, mohajanas, have said and done in other time. This is also a type of evidence. So it is a duty of such judge to know all these things. So the guru, he has to be conversant with what is that particular. The shastra has so many different branches. You see, so there might be a medical guru, there might be astra guru for warfare, so on. But when one comes into the spiritual, there's also the spiritual scriptures are there. Bhagavad Gita, Upanishads, Srimad Bhagavatam. These are the spiritual line. There's Upasana Khan, Karma Khan, different khandas. So when one comes into the spiritual line, then there also are special scriptures for that. And one is conversant with those scriptures and with those instruction, then he has insight into everything, because that is the most subtle of all these sciences of the Vedas. Atma Vigyan, to know the self, Atata Brahma Jigyasa, that is the goal of the Vedanta Sutra, to inquire into the Absolute Truth. So, therefore one has to have bona fide spiritual master who is conversant with the spiritual matter, to be able to be sure. Even one himself may think that this is the way, but it should be confirmed. On my own idea, I may be wrong. Why should one take the risk? One slight mistake, and then one is in a great difficult situation. Bali Maharaj, he made a mistake. He lost everything, you see, in terms of his guru's vision. Of course, Bali Maharaj had a materialistic guru. He didn't have a spiritual guru. So his material guru gave him instruction how to become powerful in the material world. But in the ultimate issue, when it came a choice to follow Krishna or follow a materialistic guru, at that time he didn't follow the instruction of Sukaracharya, he followed Krishna. So he lost his material position temporarily, but he gained again more than what he had, but he achieved eternal liberation from Krishna. And he also achieved the eternal association of Krishna. And later then his guru also admitted that he was influenced by some material consideration, and that what had been done was correct. So one has to find such a spiritual master that doesn't have any material consideration. And then he'll always give the objective and absolute advice. What is to be done, what is not to be done. So what I feel still part of your question is unanswered. So maybe you can clarify.
I understood all right, but still something is very independent. In due course of time, we ourselves will be in a position to discard the another existence. I mean, when our consciousness
goes, am I right? I don't understand exactly what you mean. You mean that at that time you don't need a guru?
No, guru is there, but from guru we are taking it all right.
Guru means that he is the person who has already discarded the unauthorized. Someone can, unless he is himself discarded the unauthorized action, then how he can be able to discern? So many people, they'll tell you, do this, don't do that. But then they themselves are doing the same thing they're saying don't do. So no one thinks that why I should follow this person. He's a nonsense. So, that the acharya means has to show by example. Unless he is able to do, then how he can tell others you do? Even he may say, but that won't be taken so seriously. So one has to come up to the platform where he no longer performs unauthorized action. So in the beginning that's difficult, sir. Therefore, Krishna says in Gita, one should do by abhyas, by practicing, by regular practicing. Just like we're saying that if one chants Hare Krishna every day, some good way is counting or a fixed number, then this is a type of practice. One practices avoiding, offering the food to Krishna and taking prasadam. One practices in bowing down before the deity, before the guru. You see, immediately the mind may not have such a faith that who is Krishna? Why I should bow to Krishna? Alright, so some explanation is given. Krishna is Lord, you should bow down. You are dependent on Him. Still in our heart, we are not feeling such a humility yet. Then still we should bow down. When we know that this is the actual proper thing to do, authorized thing to do, we should bow down. By bowing down, we realize, oh, this is very nice to be bowed down before Krishna. You see, our mind is keeping us from realization. So when we actually act in the authorized way, then whether or not our mind could understand or not in the beginning, we transcend the mind. Sometimes people think, first I have to fully realize everything and then I'll do it. But that is not the correct way. First we should satisfy ourselves with our intelligence, not blindly we should do, but we should be satisfied with our intelligence. But even that full faith or that full mentality may not be formed then. Still we should practice. And by practicing, the mind is purified. Because due to so much contact with the material action, our mind has become sinful in nature. Therefore, intelligence is better than mind. Intelligence may understand these things, but mind will resist. Mind will always come up with so many ideas, so many doubts. But by just practicing, and then approaching authority, and then whatever doubts come, we discuss. But continuing with the practicing, the mind becomes washed. Just like the mind is described like a mirror. Consciousness is like a mirror. If the mirror is dirty, we look in it, we won't see. Will we see our face clearly? Will we see that face clearly? No. So we have to clean the mirror. So last night I was saying the bhajan. Cheta darpana marjanam bhava maha devagni nirvapanam. The cheta is darpana, like a mirror. And that marjana means to cleanse it. With what? With the sankirtana. And what does that do? Bhava devagni nirvapanam. The bhava means a birth and death. So many births were taken. Why we get this body? That means our previous birth we had some desire to enjoy in a certain way. So according to our desires we are given a body. Why one man is given a body in a rich family or in a pious family and someone is given in a Harijan family or in an aborigine family or in an animal body? The desire was such. They wanted to live in such a way. Even in the rich families today who are engaging in so much drinking and so much illicit activity, they don't have to take birth in such a high family to enjoy those things. Next birth, they'll get such a birth where they can do those things unrestricted because there's so many social restrictions in a good family. So they'll be born in a low family and they can go on unrestrictedly. You see. So according to one's desire, one is getting a certain body. But then that is the karma. But what if he transcends that? You see, materialistic desire, that rebirth, bhava, these desires are like a forest fire. They're like a agun, burning us. So by chanting, cleansing the consciousness, no matter what one's birth may be, the heat transcends that and the forest fire is put out. So some's consciousness are more filled with dust. The more one is in satya guna, the less dust is there. Still some dust is there that has to be cleansed off. The last materialistic consideration, when it is cleansed off, Then one can see Him, pure Self and Bhagavan, in a full knowledge. That's why we are requesting that people should practice. They should make their family into a Krishna conscious family. If Krishna is in the center, just like Governor Potwari told me how he had in his family, every morning when the daughters would come, they would all say Jai Sri Krishna to all the members, then they would go. That right from the very birth they are being trained that they have to have Krishna in the center. But of course, it goes even more than just a Jai Sri Krishna. That's the beginning. That's more than the beginning, that's an advanced stage, no doubt. But then, the science of actually cultivating that to the perfectional platform, where one can actually be feeling always a transcendental happiness in serving Krishna. This is required in society. So those who are a little pious, who are responsible, it's for them to show the example, to lead the way. So what happens is that some basic faith is there in Krishna, basic understanding, but in a fine point, what is material? What is spiritual? What is divine? What is Maya? This distinct line is very hard to cut unless one has that vision. Where the material attachment end and where does the spiritual world begin? What happens is that the more that one becomes distant from the shelter of the scripture and from the understanding of Siddhanta, conclusion of the scripture, from guidance of bona fide spiritual master, it becomes hazy. And at that point, it becomes a ritual. It becomes a ritual to do these things. But why one is to do it? What is the meaning? What is the purpose? Gradually that one forgets. And so what happens is that the ritual then also is gradually then after 2-3 generations, why am I doing this? I don't know we are doing it. Then they're thinking, why am I doing it? They stop doing it. Just like you find that in Gujarat, most of the high-class Gujarati, they're all vegetarian. Not only Gujarat, in India in general, they're all vegetarian. But the Patels and other Gujarati, when they go to America, most of them give up vegetarianism. In Nairobi, they stay vegetarian because they're a very big Gujarati community. When they go to the America, I've seen 80%, 90%, they start eating meat, even cow meat. Although they're Gujarati family, if they come back home, they'll follow. Because why? They are separated from that tradition, that ritual is there within the community. There's a social bind is there. But they don't know why they're supposed to eat vegetarian. Because the whole Gujarat has begun a Vaishnav state practically due to the preaching of Balava Acharya and other great Acharyas there. So everyone is worshipping Krishna. Krishna is being offered the prasad. They're taking the prasadam. In this way, everyone is vegetarian. But because somewhere along the line, the reasons why, the philosophy, there must have been some neglect. Otherwise, why, when they're going on their own, they're only the only Gujarati in some place in America, then their boss is saying, here, have one hamburger. So many I've seen. Then I say, then they feel very embarrassed. And then when once they know the reason, they say, well, why can't I eat meat? What's the harm? Then they get angry. Why not? You see, they never say that in India because they're practicing. But there, they don't know. Then I explain, this is why. This is the karma, so many things. Then, I won't do anymore. So that person, you see, once he has that knowledge, then he'll do it. So the trouble is that just the ritual alone, somehow another one's practicing, but it's not based on knowledge. So what happens in time of distress or in time of pressure, he may leave it. Because he doesn't have the knowledge. So we need jnana, big jnana. The knowledge, the application of the knowledge, both have to be there. So they may know the knowledge, I shouldn't do. But big jnana, why I shouldn't do, they don't know. So when they get alone, they know I shouldn't do, but why? Then the pressure of Maya is so great, no, never mind. I won't do. So that's why in India people know jnana. But from jnana comes the vijnana. They know so many things about Krishna, but the detailed science of it, why, how it's coming, why is necessary, this thing gradually, somehow in many places that people are forgetting. And it becomes simply tradition. So then in modern schools, there are no religious teaching in the school. Simply science, simply also bad character. They're learning only politics, drinking, smoking. Mother, father, not their boarding school. Go on, have so many illicit activities. Or learning, it's like an adhakana, we call it. Place of bad activities. So naturally then, they also in their science class, they're telling them, no, creation is done by chemicals. Man can make immortal by 2020 years. Don't worry, it is going to happen for sure. So many bluffs they're giving. And naturally then they're starting to doubt that what is our Indian culture, this doesn't have any real scientific basis. This has ruined the country, so on and so forth. And then they start to not follow. But do they actually know what is the real explanation of Vedas, or have they ever had? No, they don't. Therefore they're being misled by this propaganda. So that's a jnana. They had some knowledge, but they didn't have the big jnana to fight the so-called vaigyana of the modern. So when one can see that what is the limitation of the material science, what is the beginning of the spiritual science, and then one can know what to do, what not to do. That is the whole thing. Not that one should only be dependent on Guru. Every time I want to do something, ask him, can I do this, can I not? No. The instruction is to give light. In the future, then I'll be able to know myself what to do, what not to do in that sphere. If I come up against some unknown situation that I am not familiar with, what the scripture or Guru wants, then I may just confirm that.